I want to first take the opportunity to welcome my very close relative. He's like a brother to me, Yehuda from Eretz Yisrael. He had to come in an emergency Friday. So we're really honored that he's here with us today to the share. Very, very shares with me weekly. We speak in Divrei Taira, extremely close to my father and very close to me. So we're grateful that he is joining us here for the share. The share today did have an opportunity over the last number of weeks. I learned with Yehuda Schoenfeld on Thursday, and we've been learning over the last few months. We learned in the summer, we learned in the tell you who we spoke about. We learned, he used to come every day, not every day, we'd come twice a week to camp Es Yaakov, and we would try to chop around and learn over there. And then we continued during the year. We went through the halakhis of the Bishul on Shabbos and Shin Yud Chet. And a number of interesting questions that we worked on together. So I do want to, I was asked by many of you, similar questions. The eventual question that I would like to get to, which is really a question, which is the whole shiur, but to get to answer the question, we'll be going through a number of different halachas spread out, whether it's Shin Yud Ches, or whether it's going to be in the halachas of Rama and Hilchos Shabbos. So the question is that we allowed to put food on a hot plate? And the hot plate will go on Shabbos. So in other words, the hot plate set to a Shabbos clock. And the Shabbos clock will go on, let's say in the morning, 10 o'clock Shabbos morning. We placed the food before the Shabbos clock went on. So let's say we wake up and at 8 o'clock in the morning, we want to take the tugel out, we want to take the chicken out. We're going to put it on the hot plate. Right now, the hot plate's not on. And it will go on. And generally, in Hilchos Shabbos, we find that definitely we're not going to go into shiur on clocks. We are going to be lenient with Shabbos clocks causing something to go on, which we consider is not a malacha. Don't forget, the Shabbos clock I set from Erev Shabbos. I put the hot plate on the Shabbos clock, Erev Shabbos. It's going to go on Shabbos at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now I'll have my hot food. I'll be able to have a hot kugel. And I'm not putting it down while it's on. I put it down while it's on so that for sure you can't do it. Because we've learned many times that you have five rules to be able to place something on Shabbos back on a fire. You need the blach, you can't leave go, you can't, you have to have das to return it. All that, of course, you're missing if you're going to take something out of your refrigerator and put it directly on the hot plate when it's on. But, right, even if it's a davar lach, maybe, right, we'll see, but even if it's a davar lach, when I put it on, the hot plate's not on now. So I'm not doing anything. What's going to end up happening is the hot plate goes on. And the hot plate goes on. Now, it will cook. Why is it any different? And it's a good question. Why would it be any different than Arab Shabbos? I leave something. I put something on my oven. And even if it's a double lock. We'll see the double lock will even maybe easier. And Maskana may not be allowed to do it. But why would it be any different if I'm putting it on the hot plate when it's not yet on? So is that an eitzah to have hot food on Shabbos, to have a hot plate with a Shabbos clock and put the food on before the hot plate goes on? Would we be allowed to do that or not? And it's a really, really important question, because if you could do it, there's a lot of eitzahs then for us to have nice, unique Shabbos.
Directly on, not like on
I don't know, because I'm putting it on when it's not yet on. Otherwise, I'm putting it on the hot plate. Right, directly on the hot plate. Right. And whatever the answer will be, will answer what happens about. Even if it has a class, it wouldn't help. Because we're going to, we'll see. But yeah, right now, the question is, I want to put it on the hot plate. Before the hot plate goes on, I'll have hot food for Shabbos. I didn't do anything wrong. The fact that the hot plate's going to go on, it's not any different than where I put it on Erev Shabbos. So maybe it is different. So we will see that the Gedolei Achrayim are some of them try to be Mechadesh Kiddushim. As the Olam here knows, the way in the past we've learned, we try to stick to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We don't make our own Gzeiros up. We don't go ahead and make our own Takanas up. What we will do is because we need to build up to answering this question, we'll go through some basic questions. I'm sure it's not so basic for the Olam, but the basic means that it's the questions in Shulchan Aruch. And from there, we'll head back into this question. You'll see I spent a lot of time on this because a lot of people have been asking, and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with doing this, and maybe there is nothing wrong. And then we have these etzes. And even if maybe I'm not allowed to do it, maybe it would be ways to do it in Shabbos. But so let's start with the Mechaber Shemim test. If you test, Mechaber says like this: Let's take a pot. Let's just imagine taking a pot. We remove it from the fire. If line is bashel called tzarchis, you have chomped, it wasn't totally cooked yet. Ain my tea and bekafman. You can't use a spoon to take it out. Why? Because when you take a spoon, you're mixing the rest of the chomped, and the halach is that agasa makes it cook quicker. Vikam shem bashel. So we took our chomped, it's not totally cooked. I want to take it a little bit out of the, I want to take a spoon to scoop it out. Even though it's removed from the fire, agasa itself cooks. Vikam shem bissel. What about if this bashel called tzarchis? Right? My chomped is totally cooked. Now what's the problem? You would be mutter, for sure it's mutter. We'll shortly see that although it should be poshut, there are going to be cases which are not so poshut. Avol sem eliyayr, if you take wool and you put it into the pot, avol bishnigla, you're causing the dye to get inside the material. Also, lahagis, but we're not going to go into that. Although the Magen Avraham discusses it, it's not in the gift out here. So the Rama, l'chatchila, yesh lizayr, af b'kedera b'cholim. You should be careful with a keder. What does that mean? Careful with what? What do I have to be careful with? What is the Rama telling me that with a pot I have to be careful? Let's remember, we're talking about over here a pot that's removed from the fire. And the Rama is telling you to be careful. Careful with what? What do I have to be careful? I can't scoop it out. How do I get chalent out? How am I going to get the chalent out of the pot? Says the Mishnah Berurah. So let's see. First, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shevir Meroysen, Naked Shevir and Larabusa. The first case it wasn't this Mavushal called Slurfi, so my chalent's not totally cooked. These are the words that we have to remember to not prepare. These words in the Mishnah Berurah. Your chalent is totally cooked and it's on the fire, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're allowed to take it out with a spoon. That's what the Beis Yosef is mashing. So you don't need to really go ahead and have someone else hold the pot for you, scoop it out, put it back on the fire. You don't need to do that, according to the first sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. You can leave it on the fire. Yourself can stand there, move the cover from the pot, and take out the chalent. It's already totally cooked. Then he brings down Avol Biel Yarabba Masit. But the Gedol Yarabba, his maskan is the Eish Lassav is that. No, you shouldn't do it. So we have a maskleikis, and we're going to see that if it's a maskleikis here, we're not talking about an Issa Dairaisa here. You have to, except for the kolboy, which we don't understand the shita, but we're talking about it's totally cooked. So what could be the problem with the sheet of the El Yerabah? Why would you not be allowed to do it? It's on the fire, your pot's on the fire, and this happens Friday night, because Friday night you're taking shalom, so you're getting two people to remove the pot, one's removing it, one's taking it, the chalent out, and you have to do all the five rules. What do you need to do that for? We have an achleik, you say, in the Mishnah Berurah, you can leave it on the fire. You can take off the cover and take it out, it's totally cooked. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really explain the yesh lesser b'zeh. He again repeats, I just want to show you one more Mishnah Berurah, four sifim later in Kuf Yud Zayin, he says, Avol lahayitzi b'kaf, let's just go straight to the dark print, Avol, to take out with a spoon, ein lahachmir klal, you don't have to be machmir all once it's totally cooked, ve'einai ala esh, it's not on the fire. What do you mean it's not on the fire? He just told me before that even if it's on the fire, it's totally cooked. So we're assuming that he's saying that there's that sheet of the El Yerabo that we have to be cautious for. The Yerabah holds that when it's directly on the fire, you're not allowed to take it out. So the Mishnah Berurah says that once it's off the fire, you don't have to be machmir at all. Comes Rav Nissen Karelis, and he writes in his sefer Chut Hashani. We have to, what our job is, and that's why when you just learn the Mishnah Berurah, you don't really see why. He's just telling you this is a shita. What would the Olim say? What's the reason why? Why? We have to understand the El Yerabah's reason. What is the El Yerabah's reason that I'm not allowed to take it out with a spoon? Let's remember that we have two parts here. There's a spoon, and then there's agasa, which is mixing. Mixing causes something to cook faster, but it's already cooked. Taking out with a spoon is not even mixing. If I don't take the spoon, yes, if you're going to take your chalent on the fire and mix it with the meat and the beans, and you want to get it out, that would be agasa. And even that What's the problem? It's totally cooked.
Is he making a difference? Even though it's a spherical surface, but it's still on the third one?
No, because it doesn't make a difference. That's what they all say. Once it's cooked, what does it make a difference? It's already cooked. That's only nageya to stoking the coals. Then we have a shayla, then you need the five rules. But once it's totally cooked, what am I? I'm not really afraid. What am I afraid I'm going to do? It's totally cooked. And we'll see as we go forward. So the Rav Moshe Feinstein also was at what would be the reason of these shitas. But I want to show you, and it's very important, Rav Nissen Karelitz, I don't see anybody really arguing on what he says. Hadar, see, brings down the shitas hakolva, and it's a very negia to each one of every one of us. And the Eli Rava, that don't take out a spoon, kozman shekadenomis, even though it was near a dafka, you think, ha, that's if you use a spoon. You want to use a fork, so you take the fork in, and you want to stick the fork and you want to take it out. It's not b'chlal iser zeh. Why? Because a spoon you normally mix with a spoon, so that would be a gzeira of hagasa. Hagasa normally is not a problem here either because it's totally cooked. But if you wanted to say that Hagas is asr, you can't mix it, because maybe it's not totally cooked, and that's what Ramayisha says. Ramayisha says that the problem is that if it's not, being that not all the time are all the beans cooked, you might think it's all cooked. But maybe there's some beans, some of that are not so cooked. If you're going to mix it up, you're going to cook even those beans, that's if it's a spoon. So taking out, they made a gzera up to Hagasa. But if you use a fork, so he says, but if you're using a fork, no one mixes with a fork. You have to be careful that you don't mix. So if you are, according to Rabbis and Karelitz, you're stuck, and you don't have anybody to help you out with the chalom pot, and for you to remove it, it's very hard. It's not so easy. It's heavy, first of all. You can go ahead, take off the cover while it's still on, while it's your crock pot, or it's on your fire, be mamish on the fire, and take it out with a fork. You don't need a spoon.
The liquid is falling down, so you have to eat it right away. Because
very good. So because of the liquid, he does mention the bairer. You'd be running into bairer. That's what he says. I mean, we're going to, but that's what he says, that because of the bairer, actually, Yitzhak is telling you, he's explaining, I'm going to get back. I wasn't sure I'm going to get back to today. But Yitzhak, once he bring it up, he's saying bairer. That the pshat, why it has to be louder, is because he does say in a different period that would be a problem of the bairer. He's not sure. He writes later on, maybe it's not bairer, because everybody asks with those spoons that have the holes in it. I'm not trying to do bairer. So that's what he talked about. But to get out of the problem, very good. He says it has to be louder. Excellent. Says, oh, so now that the oilam here is, there's eight of them. With fee, what we're saying, to take shalom all out of your pot, even while it's on the fire, just don't use the spoon. So we have an answer, but we have to go into it a little bit more. What's the pshat in this Rama, in this Rama l'chatchila b'kedeira? Comes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a number of chidushim over here where he doesn't talk about a fork. He's like, I don't know if you would agree with this in Peralta or not, but being that it's an argument with him, definitely you can rely on it. Says, so they ask Rav Moshe in three Test, Yeralef, and Sivanai, and Dalit. Let's just go very quickly because I want you to see how he learns what we just said. Do we have to be Chayshish? But a Kalbai, we saw this in Machlaikis in the Mishnah Brura. Maybe we don't even have to be Chayshish for that Shita altogether. And then you could take it out with a spoon. Says the Mish, says Ramayisha Feinstein, look at the Tshuva. Says Ramayisha, Hagasa bin Ishbashu called Tzarek, Kisha Einai Alish. So when it's not on the fire, like it's a crowd. So that means if it's not on the fire, you can even mix it. So in other words, you take your chalom pot off the fire, and now I want to take a spoon to mix the beans with the meat. So when I cook, everyone will get in each bowl. I'm assuming that's what happens in the shul. You're mixing it up. You want every bowl to get the meat, and every bowl. Says Rav Moshe, that can only be done off the fire, like Issachar, like the Bir Halacha says, the Mishnah Berurah, Sharetir, Avoboy Daleish. When it's on the fire, there's an Issachar the Rabbanon. And he brings down, what's the Issa Rabbana? Shema Yitev, the Yerulai, you're going to make a mistake. You think it's really cooked, and it's not. The other is Chiyav Skila. It might be Chiyav Skila then, because you're actually cooking. So Lefi Ramayish is telling you that once it's off the fire, you can do whatever you want. We'll see what's called off the fire. But you could, does that mean it's a little off the fire? Does it mean it's totally not on the fire? We're going to see that very negated to us also, because if we're doing it on our blech, we want to move it to the side. You don't want to put it down on the counter. You want to just move it to the side of the blech, but it's still on a pot of the fire. And that will help, especially Friday night, because you do want to put it back on the fire. And you don't have anybody to help you out. And the chazar is easier, right? Because you never removed it from the fire, so your chazar is easier. So that's what we're going to see now when we go to the Ramayisha. Let's see Rav Moshe Yudal, the next one. It's a little out of order over here. Let's see the next one on the sheet. He says, someone who wrote this says to Rav Moshe, I heard that you're Makalik. If it's on the blech, if it's mamish on the fire, it's aser. If it's not on the blech, avshayat saladis mutter. So he heard that Rav Moshe says that Friday night, move your chalom pot a little off the fire, even though it's yat saladis, meaning that area on the fire would make the food Yak would be able to cook the fruit. I still, Rav Moshe says, Mutter, it's a little tricky over there because some people, I assume, don't read the end of Rav Moshe here. Let's read it together. It says, Atam Pashut. He says, I explained it already. I already brought down the Tverish Shmuel, and he already said, Sha'ala Eish is its mistake. Once you remove it from the fire, even if it's Yatzai Leves, okay, very important. Kabi Ablech, Bimakam Shakidere Ein Alesh. If you move it off the fire, but it's Yatzai Leves, you didn't cook it there. You didn't cook your chalom right off the fire. You're not making a mistake. It's a gezeira that you might cook it, but I don't cook on that part of the fire. So Rav Moshe says, once I move the pot off the fire, it's not a mukam I normally do bishul. I can't make a gezeira that I might do bishul there. I don't cook there. So how could they make it? How could they be the El Yerab and the Kolboy? So maybe you're going to cook, but you don't. It's not a mukam on the blech. Where you cook. But look,
it can't be the place that you leave it the whole night.
Very good. That's what he ends off. And that's the part people forget, don't read Ramesh, because they end right here. Then he writes, Ba'af and Yesh, Makim Machalik. You can be Machalik. We could all be Machalik. Yeah, what do you mean? It's Xera. It's Xera. He says, don't be Machmi, Bishul Chash Tois. It's only a mistake. Don't forget. The whole problem is that I might make a mistake and I think that it's cooked and it's really not. Our challenge here in the Shul, you're not making no mistakes. Right? It's cooked. I'm not going to make a mistake.
I'm cooked.
No? Maybe Friday night's different. Like Avrumi just said, this is the line that Avrumi points out that people don't read. If it's a little bit on the fire, the is some mamish ends up what you just said. If it's a mitzvah, you have to remove it totally off the fire. It could be atzei leves. But if it's a little bit on the fire, so let's say this paper is the fire, and part of the pot is over here, so it's a little bit on the fire. The Rav Moshe says yesh lahachmir. So again, lefi Rav Moshe is no problem.
Most people on the blech.
Yeah.
The fact that they leave it all night, where it's still bubbling, boiling.
Right.
Is even completely off the fire, but that's where they cook it because the blood gets very thin. The blood.
But they only put it there on Shabbos. Do they actually cook? They don't actually cook the chalom there on Friday.
On a short Friday
afternoon, the chalom's not on the fire.
Afternoon it is, but they're finishing cooking on the blood.
So you're telling me that it's not yet cooked. It's not in his Vashul Kol Tzarki. And on Shabbos, it will become his Vashul Kol Tzarki.
Right, on
that,
you have to go further than that, right?
You're right. So you don't have the same.
So you have to take it out of the crock.
Right. But you can use a fork, the Pyramids and Corellas. We're going to see it. Right. Because there's no Gzera. The whole Gzera is Hagasa. I don't do Hagasa.
We have four. Yeah,
four.
Yeah, four. Yeah, because
you have 50 more.
Well,
that's
question.
I've been there.
Well,
that's question.
Not the same.
Hey, listen, we did it together. And the and rely on what he tells me. the Rav Moshe and Tess also talks about where the pot's very heavy, and he wants to know what our answers are of it. But again. If you turn over the sheet to the second side, he brings back again his cowboy. He brings back those sheetis of the Tverish. Same idea. He says, Abu Kisha Sultan and Aish, reading you the last line. Ain lahachmir, the Kedera, the Kimagin Abram. In other words, if the pot is very, very heavy, so I'm not sure. He already told us that there's no Xero over here anyway. That's why if you go back and you read the, let's just go back to the beginning of the bold print. He brings the kolboy. He offers him the rice. Actually, moving a dover. There's a kolboy. We don't understand at all. He says that on the fire, even if it's in the bushel called tzarich, it is an issa deraisa. He says v'ikik tas tam. He wants to give a reason why. Okay, halacha lemaisa. If it's hagot on the fire, we have a problem. L'chein chamor v'yesh l'safik derek veda. If you remove it, there's no reason to be machmir at all, like the Magen Avraham, which we said already before. Comes along with the Minchas Yitzchak, very negeah, dying wise. There is a Chazan Ish, and the Chazan Ish has a different opinion about this whole halacha. So just to get straight, because I do want to get to our main shayla of it. So look at the next one, Minchas Yitzchak. Balderach and Mutalisha B'tap. Can you even take out with a spoon? Mikli Shayman Eshmamish Rabbi Shayla. He brings a Chazan Ish. If let's say you don't have a blech, you didn't have time to put up a blech, or you have your you didn't make a blech for your crock pot. So now I don't have the eitz of Ramot to take it off, because if I take it off, I can't put it back on. So it's the dying wise based on the Chazan Ish, you could be makel. So Allah is telling you that if you don't have the eitz of removing it from the fire. So then you can go ahead and leave it on the fire, even with a spoon. So if you're by yourself, and that's if you look at Rav Rosner writes like this, I assume like the Shul's Chalon, so let's say you're by yourself, says Rav Rosner, very heavy. I can't remove it myself. There's no answer. The law, you can't go ahead and take it, to take out the Chalon. Calls Manchek there. B'shapir Eri says they want to be Muhammad Sus based on the Chazan Ish. V'vade yofir ha'choyer avol ha'yoyf ki lahavid days. Being that there are many days like Shayach Hagasa, it's not Shayach Hagasa when it's totally cooked. Even though that is Shayach Hagasa, that's when you do Hagasa. If you just take it out with a spoon, the Chazan Ish holds it's okay. Not like Rav Moshe. And we should be machmir like Rav Moshe. Nikamakam, if you have no other Eitza, for example, you have guests. He writes, you're having guests in your house, Kimitzias, then Abadi, you can rely on the Chazan Ish. Shadaiti Laka Bazeh, Ubivadai, just make sure that you don't do Hagasa. The kids are, you see that there are times you could be nakel, even Al Ha'esh, with the spoon, right? No one else to do it, it's too heavy. You don't have a blech, you didn't make the blech for your crackpot, and so on. There's reasons to be lenient. So, and Ramesh again, it goes into to the Tvar Shmuel, but we're going to go Vayitra over there. Comes the, let's see, what does Rav Shlomo Zalman say about this? So we have Rav Ozna, we have Dayan Weiss, Chazan Ish, comes the Shmir Shabbos, in the new Shmir Shabbos, Imrai. So what would they, so what do we do, what do you, what would you now say, now that we learned this with Inyan of Agosa? Your chomp is burning out on Shabbos. Chomp is burning out. You want to add water from the urn. So can you go ahead and take water from the urn, and take it and pour it directly into the cholent pot, which is directly on the fire. So again, you see your cholent's burning out. Take off the cover. You see your cholent's burning out. You want to add the water. So now, when the water is going to go into the cholent, is that like hagasa? Is that like mixing? Oh, if it's like mixing, so then we can't do it directly on the fire. We would then have to remove the cholent. We would have to, if you have a blech, very good, move the cholent to the side of the blech, add the hot water into your cholent. But if you don't have the blech, and or it's your crock pot, or it's you left it on your hot plate, and now you have nowhere else to move it. Are you allowed to take the water? So let's just think a second. Lefi Ramayish, you can't do it. Because if you're taking out with a spoon, it's considered a gzera. So maybe when you're pouring in the water, it also mixes it up a little bit. And maybe that hot water is going to cook. It's a gzera. Again, it's not cooked. Your chomp's already totally cooked. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Imroyim Shetav Shel Shaykh Hagdera Medes Allegation Mechusa. You see that it's drying out. And you can't take it off. Why can't you take it off? Well, you can't aim it. You don't have all your five rules for Chazari. You don't have the black. Mutter leads like binacha. You can pour it slowly. Slowly is not considered hagasa. Oh, it's not hagasa then? It's a step removed from hagasa. It's like a cup. It's like spooning it out. Spooning it out is only a problem because of hagasa. So he says, therefore, you can take it from your urn, Shabbos, I mean, even though it's all age, we got mutal tzarzel haver samayim bazar directly from the urn. Yeah, directly from the urn. Well, from that, so you can't. Yeah, it's not. That's not shy. So you're gonna take a cup and you bring it over, right?
You could use a cup.
You can use a cup. Right. He says, Right, he says that's the next line. The gam you mutuzel avers amayim be'ezer. You can take the cup.
It's not considered
cliche. Right, even though it's a cliche, but the water is still hot enough. So when you're putting it into the chalent, it's ein bishul acher bishul because the water is still going to be yeah, it's a legend, but it's a cliche.
It's not.
If you lose it, you're going to make inflation. So that's what we said, right? If you hold the lower enough, then you should take a chalent pot to the urn. Problem is, you take a chalent pot to the urn, and then the water is going to go directly from the klirishin, you're going to make your inflation.
Right.
So therefore, the eights, what are we doing? Take a cup, filling it up from the urn, and from the almonds, you can pour it directly on in the chalent, which is directly on the fire. Then I don't have a problem with inflation. And I don't have a problem. I don't have a blech, so or I don't have the five rules over there. I'm by myself. So I would be able to pour it directly on the fire.
It's too heavy.
Or it's too heavy, right. Right. The we have to remember also, I see people, you have to be very careful, and I just put it on the sheet over from Shabbos Zalman. But a lot of times, even on Shabbos, we take off the cover to see where the chalent is holding. If your chalent is not yet totally cooked, putting the cover on is not allowed either. Because when I take the cover off, it's going to take longer to cook. If I put the cover back on, now it's going to cook much faster. If it's mevushel kol tzarechai, oh, so now we have a good child. Can you, and that's the question, let's go back to what we were just discussing. Can you, your chalent is cooked. Can I take the cover off and put it back on? If you're a meishel, if everybody else, why not? It doesn't seem to be exero. But if we know that covering it makes it normally cook faster, so maybe over here where I'm taking it off or putting it back on. So the Rav Shlomo Zalman also writes, and I want to read you over here. He says, "V'matachim levushel kol tzarche." Read the next one in the Shmir Shabbos. "Ubigdere shalgabi aish mchoso." I'm telling you, Lahach mebeloy l'tzayso. Even shikisak there is kimei agaso. The machmirin ba'oydei al ha'esh. If you can, Eliyasiranu, remove it, cover it, kishaya biyadik. You follow all the rules that you have to follow. So again, we have to. If you're a meisha in a chenami. If you just to take off the cover what we've been saying over here, you're like once the bushel called tzarechai, all the other pesim are letting you do it. But if you know all like shitas ramaisha that you're not allowed to do it, so you can't do it on, you wouldn't be able to take the cover off either, even if you're not doing anything else. Because putting the cover back on is like hagasa. It's like hagasa. So then we have a shash that maybe it's especially, and it might even be worse because not there the xeri is much stronger. Because if normally putting the cover back on makes it cook much faster, so that is hagasa. That's not any really worse than any. That is hagasa itself. So even if it's mevushel kol tzarechai, if you're having those sheikas over here that are going to be machmir, so then you have to be machmir like them. Once again, the if there's a need, like he says, like this gam he writes gam tayv lahachmir. You should try to be machmir, but if you can't, like we said, you're by yourself and there's no other eitzah, so then they would let you go ahead and take it out. Okay, so now let's go by. So now that we see this Isser of Hagosah, and we see that there's this Gzeira that maybe you're going to go ahead and make something cook quicker, do we start making Gzeiras now in other situations that the Rabbana might say, you know, look, we see by Hilchah Shabbos when it comes to cooking, we're afraid you're going to do something which is going to, even though right now it's not Bishul at all, no Bishul, but if you're going to do this, you're going to do something else. And therefore, the question would be is, let us begin. So in order for you to better understand what's my connection over here to the Shiloh with the hot plates on a Shabbos clock, we're going to learn a few Mishnah Brewers over there, and then you'll help me out. Tell me what you think. So after Ramah says like this, so this is incineration. Gimel is no Shiloh to really the Shiloh we've been talking about until now. It's the winter time, and you want to heat up your food. Says the Rama, Chenayigin, Sheinam Yehudin, the Gayim, Shmoitina, saying that they would take out the Kederas and Atanurim, Shematminim Boy, they would Umashivin Eitzel Atana Besachar. They would mamish put it like by the heater of the house, put it by the boiler. What happened? So what would they do over here? And then Umivares, Shivcha Acha Kachatana. So the Shivcha would come and heat up the oven because it was cold, and you're allowed to heat up an oven if it's cold on Shabbos. Through the heating up of the oven, the kederes would get hot. So they put the pots near the boiler. The boiler is going to be warmed up, not because of heating up the food. They want the boiler to heat up the house. What ends up happening is the rest of the food is now going to be heated up. Says the Ramah, al yidei Yisrael aser. A guy can't do that. In other words, if I knew that a guy is coming to my house and is going to turn on the boiler. So I want to go out and take my food I'm going to take it from the refrigerator, taking out my chicken, my kugel. I'm going to put it near the boiler, and I need a guy. I mean, it's very cold. I'm allowed to get a guy to turn on the heat for me. So he's going to come to my house, going to turn on the heat. My food is going to warm up. I'm not allowed to do that. Why not? Why can't I do that? This is going to be, now you hear how it's going to do with a Shabbos clock. What's the difference? So I'm doing nothing. I went ahead and I took the food. I put it down by the boiler and the boiler's not on yet. And don't forget, the food's cooked. All I'm doing is warming up the food. Says the Mishnah Berura, why? Asa b'chayga, ratzav l'aymi, tells you what I just told you. Says the Mishnah Berura, the ha'avalei ke'echad nice and it's like there, it's Gemara. If one person takes the pot and puts it on the fire, one makes the fire. Harishon patra avalasa. Patra avalasa. Meaning, I did something. I was involved in the cooking of the food. So once again, even though when I put the food down there, I did nothing, the halach is, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't do it. Because you're still considered involved in the process.
There's no cooking here.
Okay, that's what we're going to see. Right now, it seems that this right, Lafi, the Mishnah Berurah, what he's telling you is, there is cooking. They're going to take it a step further when there's no cooking. Very good. That's what I want to get to. They seem to be talking, because it seems that the food is being cooked. We're going to take it to that next step. So what do we see from this? Comes the Tzitz Eliyaz. So the Tzitz Eliyaz is the one who wrote a huge tshuva about. He wrote three tshuvas, and they're all very, very big. They're about 12 pages long altogether. It's 12 pages. I went through the whole thing. I did it years ago on yeshiva. So I try to do it again this week. It's not in yeshiva anymore. It's much more difficult. But try to go through all his rayas. But the Tzitz Eliyaz says, the halakha, doesn't seem on this part anybody argues. He says, then the halakha, you're not allowed on Shabbos to go ahead and take your food out of the refrigerator, put it on your crock, or put it on your hot plate, and then have the hot plate go on. Because it's not that it isn't this halacha. Even though Yitzchak just said, maybe it's because the food's cooking. He says, no, because it does. If there's a problem, if we consider it as if you're part of the bishul, so if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, so then even if I took out food that's totally cooked, and I'm going to go ahead and put it on the hot plate before it goes on, it's not any different than when my boiler goes on. And I'm still not allowed to do it. I can get a guy to do it. So if you want it, you can get a guy to go out and do it. Maybe. It's not so posh. But that's what the Tzitz Eliyaz says. So again, it's posh then that no, I know people are doing this. And they say, I heard rabbis say you could do this. Right. All the shittas that are going to argue on the Tzitz Eliyaz, they don't argue when you're doing it on Shabbos. In other words, I know there's a Rabban Yosef and there's others, but the Paiskim that most of the Rabbanim are all in agreement that based on what we just learned, you cannot have a hot plate go on 10 o'clock in the morning, take your food and put it on at 8 o'clock in the morning, because it's one is taking the food and one is doing the fire, and that would be not allowed. What am I doing wrong? The food's already cooked. But I'm missing my five rules of Chazar over here. And therefore, it's considered as if I'm involved in this process of the food being heated up. I would not be allowed to do it. Our only shiloh would then be, is can I go ahead and put the food on, take my kugel, which won't spoil, put it on the hot plate from Erev Shabbos, having now it go on Shabbos, is there anything wrong with that? So again, to do it on Shabbos, there's no way. I know. Again, I will repeat. I know people are doing it, and I've heard Rabbanim that say that it's. I didn't speak to these Rabbanim, so I can't tell you that they really say it's okay. But I've heard that there are those that say it's okay, and I know there are Tshuvas that say that even this is okay. But all these Paiskim that we'll do in the next 10 minutes, they don't mean to say that that's okay. They say that based on what we're saying, it's not okay. There is a Malamed Lahayil, Rav Hoffman, who lived in Germany, who also wrote a tshuva about this, and he wants to, and he's also talking about Erev Shabbos. Let's go through this very, very quickly, and then we'll come out with our halacha l'maisa. So there's a halacha like this. Let me share with you. It's not usually the Tzitz Eliezer who's the one who's machmir. All his tshuvas, he's usually mekel. And over here, he makes a new gezerah. I want you to tell me what you think. This is what he says. There's a halacha l'Erev Shabbos like this. Nice and clean, pachas on there. You're allowed to take a cup, put it under a fire to catch the sparks. The nation by mamish is no mamish. But you don't want a fire. So I'm taking a cup, sparks, I see the sparks, and it's not considered bitul klinei chanin, it's no mamashes to it, no problem. I can't take a cup full of water. And now there are sparks coming from the fire. I feel them about yon. I can't even do it Erev Shabbos. Why not? I see that this fire that I have, the sparks are landing on my table. So I want, before Shabbos, let me take a bowl. And this way the sparks will go into the bowl. Erev Shabbos. I'm still not allowed to do it. Why not? Why can't I do it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, why can't I do it? Forgot the Bishar Malachas. All other Malachas you're allowed to do from here. We're going to learn in the Amid Yomi in a week or two that there's a whole mission over there that you're allowed to go ahead and Erev Shabbos. You want to say, you can do everything with a clock. You could say the official, we need the rules, but there's no problem. I'm allowed to set anything up from before Shabbos. Why am I not allowed to do this from before Shabbos? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shani Hasam. Listen, this is what I need to ask myself. Look what he writes. He said, the Mishnah Berurah, Shem, where Shani Hasam, here it's different. Normally everybody knows you can't do it on Shabbos. There's a chash. Person might say, what am I doing wrong? Even if I do it on Shabbos, I'm doing shame is that isser. I'm not doing anything wrong. If what's wrong, if I go out and take this cup with water and I put it there on Shabbos, I'm not really putting out the fire. It's happening by itself. So the person in his mind, if he did it on Shabbos, he's not doing any wrong. And then there's a problem. But the problem is he might lift it up. And if you lift it up, I'm doing something actually wrong. So they said you can't even do it on Shabbos. Because it seems to be saying two things over there also. And I'll do it on Shabbos. If I can do it on Shabbos, why can't I do it on Shabbos? And then you're right. And why can't you do it on Shabbos? You really could. But I'm going to lift it up. I'm doing the Malacha Dairai, so I can't even do it on Shabbos. So what is it? Comes at Tzitzelias, and he says, when people don't know the severity of the Isser, we ask for something from Erev Shabbos. He says, you can't read the next paragraph. He's Eben in the Neinu. I'm using a clock. What am I doing wrong? Being that, what did we just learn? Am I allowed to go ahead and put it on the hot plate on Shabbos where the clock's going to go on after? No. Why not? Because this halacha of Echad Nais and Aseish, Echad Nais and Segedera. So because people are going to think, if I do it Erev Shabbos, why can't I do it on Shabbos? It's aser even to do it Erev Shabbos. Comes the Mara. What's interesting is, it sits a layers across the Mara Amshik. And the Ramshik brings the same Ryan and says it's not at all the same. And I think everyone here can say it's not the same at all. Because what's the problem with the fire on Shabbos? You might lift it up and be over an Issa Dairaisa. There's no Issa Dairaisa. It's not Shaykh to be over an Issa Dairaisa with a hot plate with the clock. What am I doing? It's not possible. So the only possibility would be is a double lock. That's cold. And I'm going to put it back while the clock's already on. Why would I do that? Why would a person make such a mistake? That no one thinks they're allowed to do. So the Tzitz Eliezer is, to me, I don't understand this, because he does quote the Melamed Lahayil. The Melamed Lahayil quotes the Maram Shik, and the Tzitz Eliezer, who normally quotes everyone in the world, he's very similar to Rav Avadya Yosef. He doesn't leave anybody out. Over here, he doesn't really bring the Maram Shik, who himself says this is not the same. And I put it on the sheet. You can see it on the end over there. It's totally not the same. And therefore... I don't want to argue on the Tzitz Eliezer, but to me it's very, very difficult. So let's go to the last sheet, the turn over the sheet to the end. The rest we could skip out because the rest goes into the
one guy who asked having the clock shut it off and then turning back on. It was on the fourth shot, but that fire should be okay.
Yeah. I mean, if we wanted
that it should not cook as much.
So very good. The Tzitz Eliezer.
Before Shabbos was on, he put it on the hot plate,
right,
or in the crock pot, and then he had the clock shut off at 12 o'clock at night and turn back on at 6.
Spoiled food.
It was on first.
It was on, right, it was on first. No, right.
He put it on, it was on. And then it goes
off. Then it goes off, and then it goes back on. Right, well, if the Tzitz Eliezer, if it's still the shash that a person might, if he thinks he could do it from before Shabbos, what's the difference? He's still there. Oh, so he himself has the kasha. That's what I wrote on the sheet on the back of it. He answers these questions, but he says he does allude to the Ramban. He says, well, I'm right. He asked the kasha according to what we're saying. He says, why are you ever allowed to leave a fire? Why? How could this whole halacha be? So you're right. Lefi, what he himself answers, well, the Ramban, it should be okay. Because what does he say? In other words, Sitzel has asked from his kasha. He says, why are we ever allowed to, if there's such xeris? So we should not be allowed to leave anything on a fire over Shabbos, because if I'm If I do it from before Shabbos, maybe I'll do it on Shabbos. So he says, of course you don't say that, because I did, I if you look right at the, in the Tzitz Eliezer, he says, Al-Kishas Cholos Etzem Abishal, if you, it depends where the Etzem's happening. If it started from before, if it's on from before Shabbos, so we look at it as before Shabbos. If the hot plate wasn't on from before Shabbos, and now it's going on Shabbos, so we look at it as if everything's happening on Shabbos. Then there's Exeira. So you're right, repeat that. It should, even the Tzitz Eliezer would hold it good, because you did, it's already on from before Shabbos. And he brings the Ramban to prove that point. Oh, comes the, so this is very important. Lefi the Tzitz Eliezer, which many don't agree with his this what we just said, this new Xer, made up a new Xer over here. It's not the Xer of the Gemara. Could you go ahead, and the Olam asking this question too. You have a coffee machine, and it's a timer. Now, the Keurigs wouldn't make any sense. But if you have a coffee machine at home, that is the old coffee machines, the drips, can you set it from before Shabbos to have fresh coffee on Shabbos, right? Is there anything wrong? In other words, you put it on the clock, you set everything up, you can't put the coffee on Shabbos, because that would be a problem. But can I set it up from before Shabbos? No, I don't think that doesn't really make sense.
The coffee is cooked before, so it might not be such a problem anyway.
No, that coffee's not cooked.
Not cooked.
No, I'm talking about... Right, you're talking about instant coffee.
Brewed coffee, exactly.
Not cooked.
The old Mr. Coffee machines.
Right. Cool. I mean, a lot of people still have it, especially at work. Right. So what would the island tie in? So if the way, so we have, if you want, you can have fresh coffee now. Because I'm setting it up at a clock. I didn't do anything. I prepared the coffee in the brewer before Shabbos. To put the coffee on Friday night, I can't do it. Was that their whole thing? But what about to do it from before Shabbos? The Tzitz Eliezer himself, because they wrote him so many letters, he himself says that if it's only a liquid, there's no problem about gossa. That's another thing that he always gets into over here. Are we afraid you're going to, is there a gossa involved with it? With liquid, there's no problem. It's going to cook. There's not, what xeris can we make up? There's no xeris over here. The only xeris you can say is his xeris, which he agrees that over here, no one's doing this on Shabbos itself. He does passing that you want to set up your coffee machine, even though he says with a hot plate and shalom, you can't do it. With a coffee machine, you could do it because it's liquid. There's no xeris of hagasi here anyway. But again, you have to set everything up from before Shabbos. I could have my coffee machine go on Shabbos with the clock and have fresh coffee on Shabbos, no problem at all. I've never seen a rebel souls like that. Let's just end up Allah Lamaisa. So what does Rav Shlomo Zalman say? He saw all these paiskim here, so we're gonna end off from Shlomo Zalman on the sheep, Amid Beis. Kideru bo eichel mevushel. You have a pot and it's cooked. The erev Shabbos. He also agrees on erev Shabbos mutar liten isol. You can put it on your oven or your hot plate when the clock when it's not on, even though it's connected to the Shabbos clock and it's gonna go on Shabbos. Woohoo! But you need shakira tehei mechusa karoy. You need, because he goes into the chazanish. We don't have time to go into it, but you need the blech. So, you can't take it off and put it back on before it goes on. Like we said, you can't do that on Shabbos. For sure, on Shabbos itself, doesn't help. You can tell a guy to do it. Okay, I don't assume that we're going to go that far to make sure to get a guy to go ahead and do it. So he says he goes into if this xeris or not. The really only question is that why does he hold that who shakira te mechusa karol? Why do you need a mechusa karol for? What's the reason why? So again, Shlomo Zalman Allah Lamais is telling you, you can pass them like these other paiskim, and you can go ahead and put your food on a hot plate. Food has to be on the hot plate from before Shabbos again. If it's there from before Shabbos, you can have it go on. So you want your kugel, which won't spoil. Leave it on your hot plate. Have the clock go on. And definitely with a hot plate, because if Shlomo Zalman's making with the hot plate anyway, he holds it's considered mechusak roll. It's considered, you know, he holds you don't even need a block. That's considered as, so for sure, by the hot plate, it'll have no problem.
Once you have a timer, you can do like the Tzitz Eliezer, according to what we said, because you can have it on the beginning of Shabbos. For 10 minutes, right. And let it shut off, and then you were satisfied that Tzitz Eliezer is awesome.
You could do that also, but the question is there a Gzera? Well, I understand why they say Mechusa. I didn't say this, but there's a Chazanish, they claim that's afraid that you might be Shema Yechata. Because once the fire is going on Shabbos, who says I'm not going to be Shemir Chata? So if he's a Chazanish, you need Mechutta. But once it's Mechutta, you're not going to be Shemir. So that's what you need. So again, you can't, it's not really Shayek, but I don't know, maybe someone, if you have an electric, I don't know what would be the practical situation. With a hot plate, it's possible. We can go on. The hot plate is considered Mechutta anyway. But let's say it would be an oven going on the Shabbos, let's just say it would be, let's say Shai, I don't know if it's even possible.
Like the hot plate and the pussy, push cook and the hot plate. When we used to do the hot plate.
Right. But if you're going to learn that because it doesn't, maybe there's no Shami Chat in it, because the way our hot plates don't have any knobs. Let's say you're going to go with those coolers, that our hot plates don't have any knobs. So what's my Xavier? What's my Shami Chat? There's no Shami Chat. But if you're going to learn that it's Derek Bishal Bakach and Echanami. But if you're going to learn that it's a Shnat Shai, the coils are covered, what am I going to do with it? So then it's considered mechusset. But you're right. You know, others don't agree with that. They're going to figure, is it normally to cook with this hot plate or not? So, well,
there is normal to cook though.
Right. Depends on the hot plates also. Although, I don't know. Some of them are, I think the Israeli one. Those are the ones that cook. But most of them now, I don't think cook. So it really depends on which ones cook or not. All right. So just to end off, because a lot of people are asking me this. Shabbos talk and is you can't put your food, you definitely can't have it go on Shabbos and then put the food from your refrigerator on there on Shabbos. Everyone holds that's not allowed. To do, if you want to put your food on the hot plate from before Shabbos and have the hot plate go on Shabbos, you could do it. If it's a hot plate that doesn't have a change of the if you can't change the temperatures on it, and it's also not there, whether it's there official or not, it would be questionable to do with water. You have an urn, and you want the urn to go on Shabbos. You don't want it on a whole Friday night. You're afraid, and you want to put it on a clock that the urn's going to go on Shabbos. You would be allowed to do it. You're allowed to make your coffee on Shabbos, too, with a coffee machine that's set up in such a way where you could brew it on Shabbos.